Hello again, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here once again. It's not long since I recorded my boo about the horse riding, and I just thought I'd update you on a little more on what we did this afternoon. So after the horse riding, we got in the car and drove over to Holy Island. The tide times fitted in quite nicely with our plans today. Obviously, for those that don't know, there is a causeway that leads over to Holy Island, and it's only accessible at low tide, and the majority of it is flooded as the tide rises up. So we went over there around about 2 o'clock this afternoon. We only planned to stay for a few hours, and that's all we did, because the tide was switching back, and the last available time to escape from the island was 16:35. And you really wouldn't want to get caught halfway across the causeway as the water was rising. There are lots of images about of cars flooded up to their roofs. So there's a lot of warnings about, but we were wise with the tide times anyway. So yeah, we drove over, and you may have heard my boo from yesterday. We paid a short visit yesterday, because we knew we were coming back today. We just got a bit of time to kill yesterday. So we drove over, parked up in the car park there, and walked into the little settlement. I think there's around about 50 houses, and I think the permanent residence number around about 100. So it must be a great place to live, really. Really busy during low tide, but it must be a great place to spend time when the tide's high and the people are gone. It must be great to feel that sort of isolation. And I know, because there is the Lindisfarne priory, I know there are some areas for retreat for Christians, so they can get some peace and quiet from the outside world. So yeah, we had a walk through the little, I want to call it a village, hamlet village. There's a few shops, and we had a walk down to the castle. And it's a great looking thing, Lindisfarne Castle, protected by the National Trust now, whereas the Lindisfarne Priory is English heritage. And I think that the overall island itself is designated a wildlife reserve, or at least the northern part of the island is, where the majority of it is just sand dunes. There's a nice nature trail that runs around the island that we didn't get time to do today. So we walked down to the castle, had a quick look, and then walked just beyond and went towards the coast and had a quick sit down there for a while. Me and my daughter went having a quick look in all the rock pools. Managed to find a few crabs, a few hermit crabs. And another one that the name of escapes me at the minute. A lot of my boos find me being escaped by names for things. But I was really impressed with the island. And it's one of those that if you visit Northumberland, you really do need to go to. It's like a picture postcard view. If you look just as you leave the little group of houses, as you walk down towards the castle, it's a proper postcard location. And if you have a quick look at the image that I've attached to the boo, you'll see what I mean. As we were driving over towards the island, there was a storm pass overhead. So in the image that I've posted to the boo, which also went up to Instagram earlier, you'll see that I've tried to frame it nicely with the cloud and the castle and the boats, and there's the storm out to sea. It really is a beautiful place, and I would highly recommend that you go there. So it's Holy Island and the Lindisfarne Castle and Priory. Right, so we've got a couple more days left of the holiday, so no doubt I will boo you again very soon, because I think tomorrow it's Bamborough Castle. Goodbye for now.